So Carla, you lived in Africa, so you must have some cool animal stories.
Do you want my cockroach story or my monkey story or my chameleon story?
I
I
want
know, I have a snake story.
to. Okay. What's
We
it?
had a snake that lived in the bookcase, and you could never tell where he was, except that that book was sticking out of the bookcase, so you always knew where he was. And if you knocked on the book, you could pull it out and he would just lie there. But if you pulled the book out without knocking first, he would be frightened, so he'd rear his head up and hiss at you and stick his tongue out and wiggle it around. He was a python, a baby
Whoa.
python, maybe 2 meters long.
And you just let him live in the house? You didn't make the snake leave?
When he was growing a little bit bigger and he started to leave his skin around, we got fed up with that. I said to him, "I'm fed up with clearing your skins away, so you're out, fella."
Well, who made the snake leave? How did you get him out of the
Oh, we
house?
just put him outside in the garden.
Wow. Did you
Oh,
ever
I
see
have
him again?
scorpion stories too. Never
Okay.
mind scorpion stories.
No. Tell,
Do you want
say,
scorpion
yeah, what's
stories?
the scorpion story?
Well, the scorpions were about, what, 10, 15 centimeters long, great big black things. And a friend of mine had, we didn't have any running water in that village either. And so we had a man who would come in every morning with a big headload of water, a big huge bucket on his head carrying water, and he'd tip it into our huge barrel in the back garden. And then we would have to move it out bucketful by bucketful. Anyway, so our bathroom was always dry. There was never any water. The taps didn't work. And we kept our bath sponge on the edge of the bath. And one day I went to take a shower, to have a bath, and I picked up the sponge and I put it against myself, and I got this terrible pain because there'd been a scorpion hiding underneath the sponge. And it stung me. But luckily, it stung me in a place where it didn't hurt so much on my stomach.
Wow.
If you get it on your foot or your hand where you've got lots of nerves, it's really excruciating.
Oh, man. Wow, well, I'm glad you're okay.
Not serious.